Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 8 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, Lisa Newell, the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. Hey, if you have any delinquent taxes that you owe in Santa Rosa County, you might want to pick up a copy of the Gulf Breeze News because we have the tax rolls in there. And if you're also interested in paying some of these tax fees and you know, you can go see the county and see what you can do about it. But those are in the Gulf Breeze News this week, and they are on the newsstands now and also available on our website.
Very good. Always good information. Always good to check it, too. You have the boardwalk and the welcome area to Shoreline Park got dedicated to Mayor Terry Fitch, about a week ago, right?
It was last Thursday. What a nice event. Beautiful weather. We were there to celebrate her. It was dedicated to her. This is the Welcome Center at the boardwalk that is in Gulf Breeze. It was constructed over a period of time to let people access the unique waterfront down there. There's marshes. There's, of course, we've got all kinds of animals and plants that are down there. The whole biome is very different from other things you might see here. And it's also a great place to take a walk because you can, it's about a third of a mile, maybe a little bit longer. And you can go down there and, enjoy it, but you cannot bring your dogs, no dogs. But this Welcome Center area is beautiful. It was her concept to have an outdoor classroom, and it would be wonderful for kids to come there, enjoy the beautiful area. Or I thought it'd be a great venue for a wedding also.
Oh, yeah, that makes perfect sense. You mentioned dogs, and since we're talking about Shoreline Park, I think the story of the week out of Gulf Breeze was the announcement that Sam Abel and the city council made Monday when they announced that the dog park is going to be closed for 2 weeks because the adults don't know how to get along. I've heard rumors of some of the details here. I'm sure you have good details for us. This sounds like Uber Karenism gone wild, but you tell me, what have you learned?
Well, it's continuing to develop, but it turns out that there have been so many disputes between some of the people who bring their dogs to the dog park that they are contacting the city staff, they are contacting the police, they're accusing each other of discrimination. Now there actually has been an ADA complaint filed because one of the people there wears a boot, like as if you hurt your leg.
Sure.
And so this is way more than we wanted. We wanted to have a nice place for people to go visit. And it used to be that people said we love it because we've met friends there.
Yeah.
You know, we can go and visit, do things. It's unfortunately, there's just some people who just can't get along with other people, don't play well in the sandbox. And so the city had no choice but to close it to stop using city resources to answer these complaints. And what they learned was that most of the people, in fact, I think all the people, do not live in the city of Gulf Breeze and are not tax-paying city residents. Therefore, the city's like, this cannot stand. There is another dog park that is on the water, and it is ADA compliant. But they don't want to go to that one, so they want to use this one. So now no one gets to play there. No one gets to enjoy it. So it is a very sad situation, and the city just, is throwing their hands in the air saying, we can't continue to deal with it.
The way I had kind of heard it was that there was like a clique, kind of a group of people that were acting like they were the hall monitors for the dog park kind of thing. Is that kind of what you've learned, or am I off base on that?
Oh, as I said, we're continuing to find out, and I think some of these people, and this is just a rumor, that some of these people may have actually been invited to leave other dog parks, and that's a nice way to put it. So there are some people that just, don't really do well with other people, and so, but everyone should have a dog, because even if you can't have a friend that's a person, you can have a friend that's a dog, right?
There you go. All right. Well, it's not me, it's you. That's what I hear out of all that. We also have the story about Dr. Ben Brown. This is license suspended now, right?
It is suspended. He is going to still be able to perform surgeries, but only at a licensed hospital and only under the supervision of a licensed physician. We do have a story about it and about three patients that saw Dr. Brown, and they were sorry that they did. Two of them were very sorry they did. The third one died, and that happened to be his wife.
Yeah.
But the stories that they tell are horrific, and it is a very engrossing read, although it is very
unpleasant,
sick, and very unpleasant. And he needed to be shut down a long time ago, it sounds like. So, but hopefully now the problem is solved. But I don't know what happened with him. But apparently he used to be a good surgeon, and then something went awry. And we have that story in this issue. It's very people have been asking me, when are you going to do something about Dr. Ben Brown? And I said, well, until he's charged, until something is done. We're not going to accuse someone of anything until we know the facts. That's just kind of the way we do things here at the Gulf Breeze News. And
like a responsible journalist or something.
Trying to be. We try to be very responsible.
You've also got stories about Galvez. We have Galvez Day coming up. Mother's Day is Sunday. And no, making sure that your wife gets all the chores done by Saturday so she can enjoy Sunday is not what Mother's Day celebration is all about. Just a note to friends who might, for no reason whatsoever. And all kinds of sports and stuff inside. You have something else that we want to discuss at least briefly. Hang on for just a second. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives.
In Pensacola on I-10 heading eastbound, there's an accident right before the I-110 turnoff that's backing up traffic for about 2.5 miles. And also Pensacola Boulevard heading south, that's backed up all the way from Burgess around where Bob Tyler Toyota is, backed up all the way to Detroit Boulevard. We should mention as well, coming from Perdido, on Gulf Beach Highway heading eastbound, an accident has traffic backed up all the way from Waycross Avenue to Coral Creek Drive, where Sorrento turns into Gulf Beach Highway. And due to that accident on Blue Angel Parkway heading north, because we're all trying to find an alternate route, you're going to be seeing a significant backup all the way from Sorrento to Highway 98. So expect delays if you are coming in from Perdido. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. So quite apart, back to Lisa Newell now, quite apart from the Gulf Breeze News, you have another announcement to make. Is that right?
I do. Yesterday, I FedExed my application to run for Florida Senate District 1. So I am going to be on the ballot, and I am looking forward to hearing from people about what they want out of their Florida senator.
So you filed even, but it hasn't been received yet, I presume. So this is against this is for the seat that Doug Broxson is vacating, right? Against already filed Don Gates, right?
That is correct, and I'm not a millionaire. And I do believe that I can help represent some of the families in our district who are struggling with high insurance costs and high power bills and some of the things that everyday families are dealing with, while our legislature has been dealing with a lot of unpopular measures and ignoring these big issues that we all need to deal with. So, yes, I have thrown my hat in the ring, and it's a big decision.
Wow.
But I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be a great experience, and I'm really looking forward to the whole thing.
I don't even know. This is, we're kind of in an awkward space, right? Because as a journalist, you typically don't go public about like your political views. And yet here you are as the, publisher of the newspaper, and you're running a political campaign. What party did you file as?
Democrat.
As a Democrat.
So
okay.
I will be on the ballot in November.
So this would be the general election,
and
not a primary. Go ahead.
General election, yes. I do believe in a two-party system, and I do believe that, stones sharpen stone, and we need to have people who are accountable to the people, and they need to run. We don't want someone to just walk into the office again like we continue to have doing. So I figured it was time to put someone's name on the ballot. I tried to get someone else to run because I felt like I was, I'm not wealthy. I don't have, I'm not a lawyer. But I think in a way those things are going to help me because I can relate to more people that way.
Is there main goals, main platform? I mean, I know this is brand new, but you've obviously been thinking about it for a couple of weeks. So in terms of what you want to accomplish or how you see your vision, being different from, obviously running in this area as a Democrat puts you at a numerical disadvantage, but, okay. What are you trying to accomplish?
Well, I think our legislature has just been so tone deaf to what's going on. They spent most of their time with running an anti-woke campaign. They have had, we've had a Republican-controlled legislature for decades. They have a supermajority. Meanwhile, like I said, our insurance rates are through the roof. People cannot pay. They're afraid they're going to lose their homes. Our power bills are so high, people are afraid to turn their power on or turn their air conditioner on because they're afraid they're going to be able to have to dip into their savings if they have any left. There's just so many issues right now that I feel like families are dealing with that our legislature is not really addressing. I think it's time to turn up the heat and try to get something done about that. Instead, they're just recycling the same candidates.
Interesting. Well, you know, I look forward to a good discussion between you and, you know, the former senator himself. And obviously, I'm with you in this sense, though I'm not a Democrat. I am glad for at least a two-party system, and I'm always glad for political races to be contested. I don't think that anybody should proceed uncontested into anything in politics. So I appreciate that. I think it takes a lot of guts, you know, and obviously we've known each other an awful long time. So it does put you in, again, I think kind of an awkward position because on the one hand, as a journalist, on the other hand, you know, now an activist, right? And so that's going to be a challenging hat to wear. Does it require you to step away from the newspaper at all? I wouldn't think so, but I'm just curious because I know how it works would work for on air, but on air is different with the FCC.
The salary for a Florida senator is quite low. I could not live on that salary. I will continue to have my day job, but again, I think it's sort of a great. It really cooperates with each other because we do have the ability to talk to people. And that's my goal is I love talking to people. I love to hear other people's stories. Mm-hmm. I'm not really big on telling my story. So I think listening is the best thing that a politician can do. I've never, you know, described myself as a politician before. That sounded kind of funny. But I just feel like we needed to have someone who was able to step up. And I thought, well, if no one will, then why don't I do it?
I understand. Well, very interesting. Well, again, you know, I tell anybody who runs for office, I appreciate that it's a challenging thing to do, and I appreciate people willing to do it. I'm not, so I always appreciate the other people who are. Lisa Newell, who is running now as a, you know, she has filed in order to run for State Senate District 1. You know, best of luck in the campaign, and we will talk to you again soon. Lisa, thanks for the time. I always appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Andrew.
You bet. 822 on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay.
Got a bug problem? Or worse, a rodent situation? Insect makes pest control for your home easy and effective. First, Insect thoroughly inspects the problem and provides you with a free estimate and a treatment plan. Then once on the job, Insect identifies targets and eliminates common household pests, including rodents, roaches, ants, and fleas, with guaranteed results. Insect's professionally trained technicians will safely and effectively eliminate pests inside and outside, while also taking preventative steps to stop other pests from infesting your home. Afterwards, a report with pictures will be emailed to let you know what was found and the work that was performed. To make it even easier, Insect offers annual and quarterly pest control services to stop pests from infesting your home. Guaranteed. Outside, inside, from inspection to treatment to follow-up. Insect Pest and Lawn makes whole home protection safe and easy. Just say no to bugs. Join the Insect family today online at insect.net. That's ENSEC.net.
Jim's Firearms is urging you to treat the mama bear in your life to something special. And not just any gift, but one that speaks to her primal instinct to safeguard her loved ones. A mama bear, fierce and protective, is always ensuring her cubs are safe. At Jim's Firearms, they understand the mama bear effect better than anyone. Right now, when you purchase a firearm at Jim's, you're automatically entered into their gun-toting mama's concealed carry purse raffle. Make this Mother's Day one to remember. Jim's Firearms, at the corner of Blue Angel and Sereno Road, or online at jimsfirearms.net.
Get ready to tantalize your taste buds with the all-new Coke. Introducing Coke Spiced. Picture this, the refreshing taste of Coca-Cola. Now with a twist, Coke Spiced takes your favorite soda to a whole new level. So why settle for ordinary when you can experience extraordinary? Enjoy a taste of the spiced side of life with the all-new Coke Spiced. With a delicious burst of raspberry and spiced flavors, grab a bottle of the all-new Coke Spiced today and spice up your life. Coke Spiced. Taste the excitement. Feel the flavor. Available now at your nearest store. Join the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show. They'll be talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, and how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR-TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
I grew up in a tough neighborhood, and we used to say you can get further with a kind word and a gun than you can with just a kind word.
Good morning, 8:25 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's a Pensacola morning news, and we got all kinds of stuff that is going on, including like we got bands on the beaches always going on, which is every Tuesday night at the Pavilion, the Gulfside Pavilion at Pensacola Beach. Coming up next week is going to be, let's see, that'll be the Modern Eldorados. The Modern Eldorados is going to be May 14th, so that's always a good time. Do remember that Sunday is Mother's Day. Please remember that Sunday is Mother's Day. Also, Pensacola Navy Days comes up May 17th, 18th, and 19th, so we're just 2 weeks out from that. Going to be a huge, cool event, gallery night, a run, a Navy Days parade, all kinds of stuff. Celebrating the military and the Navy here in the Pensacola area. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you're on I-10 in Pensacola heading eastbound, there is an accident right before the I-110 turnoff backing up traffic for about 4 miles. It's unclear as to whether they're getting that off the road here soon, but in Pensacola Boulevard as well, heading south, that is backed up all the way from Burgess around where Bob Tyler Toyota is to Detroit Boulevard, so expect some delays in there. In Milton, the crash that we mentioned earlier, heading south on Avalon, the vehicle crash has been cleared. It had the left lane closed, so we are seeing some residual traffic. But if you are heading southbound on Milton, right before the I-10 intersection, please expect delays. On Gulf Beach Highway, heading eastbound, an accident had traffic backed up quite a bit. They have cleared that up. It has cleared up significantly, but you can expect some delays there heading eastbound on Gulf Beach Highway. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report brought to you by Direct Auto. Car insurance too pricey? Get around town with affordable coverage. Stop compromising. Keep driving with Direct Auto. Get a free quote at directauto.com. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Adult film star Stormy Daniels will be back on the stand today at Donald Trump's trial in New York. Legendary music producer, engineer, and alt-rock musician Steve Albini has died at 61. Albini reportedly died Tuesday from a heart attack. He was the producer and engineer behind several Nirvana albums and worked on over 1,000 other albums throughout his career as well. And the former interpreter for Major League Baseball player Shohei Ohtani will plead guilty on 2 federal charges. He's expected to plead guilty. Ipe Mizuhara, that is expected to plead guilty to 1 count each of bank fraud and subscribing to a false tax return. He allegedly stole nearly $17 million from Ohtani to cover gambling debts.
Very good, David. Thank you so much for the update. I'm a little annoyed, David. You didn't tell me about how Marjorie Taylor Greene led this super successful revolt against leadership in the House and managed to oust Speaker Mike Johnson. Why didn't you report this news?
Did I miss that one?
Yeah. Is it maybe the reason you didn't report it is because it
didn't
happen?
Yeah.
Oh,
maybe
because it was a absolute abject rejection and failure for her. Is that maybe what actually
I happened? Don't think it went as she planned.
Yeah. So the vote on this was 359-43. So 32 Democrats and 11 Republicans. It was a motion to quash. Like they swatted it away like. Marjorie Taylor Greene, get out of here. it's kind of the way they handled this. 11 Republicans voted against tabling the measure, 32 Democrats. So she only got 11 Republicans on her side. And this is an important note. What high-profile, often ally of Marjorie Taylor Greene, critic of everybody who's been Speaker of the House, who is from District 1 in Northwest Florida, did not vote to table it.
Oh, I know this one.
Do you?
I do.
Matt
I think.
Gaetz.
Yes,
absolutely. In
yeah.
fact, he said earlier, didn't he say he was not in favor of...
He did. It was earlier this week. Yeah, he said he wasn't in favor of doing this during an election year.
Because it puts at jeopardy the ability of the Republicans to retain or advance the majority. Yeah, so, you know, he didn't vote to join this. So, well... I know. It's hard sometimes to figure out what's the exact right thing to do, you know?
Boo!
David, thanks for the update.
Oh, I am so glad that popped up today. I needed that.
I know. It's. I feel sorry for the people who weren't listening when the original story broke, when Jonathan Greene did 3 minutes of booing at the city council meeting in Escambia County. It has now displaced the David Suhor singing the satanic verses or whatever.
It's the best.
It's so displaced that to me. It's just so much better.
Ooh.
Absolutely. 8:30 on News Radio Pensacola. It's never not funny. It's really never not funny. All right. Coming up in a minute, we're going to have our frivolous topic, so we'll talk about that. Also, very interesting developing story. You have the, Miss USA quit, and now Miss Teen USA has quit, resigned her post. There's some thoughts that maybe there's a stifling silencing of the women, that they're not allowed to speak. The social media director for Miss USA organization has quit. And there's like this cryptic acrostic thing in her message or something. More to come, I suspect.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Stormy Daniels back for a cross-examination by the Trump defense team today in a New York court after Judge Juan Merchan refused to declare a mistrial but said salacious details from her first day were better left unsaid. Senator Rick Scott on the DA's use of a porn star for a bookkeeping trial.
I support my friend. I support Donald Trump. This is just political persecution. It's a crime to use the courts for political persecution.
After declaring ironclad support for Israel, President Biden says he won't send the precision bombs that Congress approved to use in Rafah, claiming on CNN they could cause civilian harm. House Speaker Mike Johnson tells Fox.
This is a political decision that he is making. He's terrified of the pro-Hamas wing of the Democratic Party.
Last night, Speaker Johnson was saved with the help of Democrats from a conservative vote to topple him. And RFK Jr. qualifies for the presidential ballot in Ohio. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 at News Radio Pensacola. I'm David Wayne. Right now it is 80 degrees and mostly cloudy. Well, it has been a nice run of beautiful weather, but it does look like we might have a weather system heading our way overnight and tomorrow. Some storms forecast to hit the area. They could be severe. The area will be under a 2 of 5 risk for some severe weather. Now, we'll get more on this with Brooke Richardson and Channel 3 in just a couple of minutes. A woman that was wanted for a murder in Hillsborough County shot and killed herself during a traffic stop in Baldwin County yesterday. Deputies say they stopped a vehicle at around mile marker 40 yesterday on I-10. The driver turned out to be 58-year-old Myra Nunez, who was wanted for a murder earlier yesterday morning in Hillsborough County. Authorities there say Nunez had killed her 50-year-old boyfriend, then left the area during a traffic stop. Baldwin County officials say Nunez shot and killed herself. The family of Air Force senior airman that was fatally shot by an Okaloosa County deputy is retaining prominent civil rights attorney Ben Crump.
Multiple gunshot wounds to the chest. Black male.
Black male, multiple gunshot wounds to the chest.
Gunshot wounds in the chest, one exit wound. Okay. Six gunshot wounds.
Last Friday, 23-year-old Roger Fordson was killed at his apartment in Fort Walton Beach. The sheriff's office says the deputy acted in self-defense after identifying himself as law enforcement. Fordson was reportedly armed with a gun. According to witnesses, Fordson responded to deputies' knocks on the door but didn't see anyone on the other side. Crump says Fordson had been shot while walking back to his living room after deputies broke in. He also says witnesses believe deputies may have been at the wrong apartment. Crump now calling for the release of body camera footage in the incident. Well, two restaurants in Destin are heavily damaged after the building they were in on Harbor Boulevard there caught fire yesterday. The Blue Maho and Mikado restaurants will be out of business for at least the rest of this summer. The building suffered heavy damage to the roof, the windows, and smoke damage. It's the second major restaurant fire there in Destin in less than 2 weeks, as the Tail Fins Waterfront Grill caught fire just over a week ago now. Luckily, nobody was hurt here in this latest incident. The cause of the fire still under investigation. There's been a breakthrough in a greenhouse in Orange County that might help microbrewers. The University of Florida Institute of Food and Agricultural Sciences announced this week that it's identified a way to grow hops here in Florida. Catherine Thompson-Wittrick is an assistant professor of food science and human nutrition at the University of Florida, and she says hops have never been grown in Florida, never been able to. Researchers have now harvested 2 crops of hops in a greenhouse in Apopka. In the last year, she says the results were outstanding and amazing, and they're hoping to harvest some more next month. Their ultimate goal, to produce hops, the kind of hops that are normally found in craft brewing regions in Washington State's Yakima Valley. It is 8:35 at News Radio. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jimmy.
If you are heading into Pensacola from Perdido, you can expect to see some delays on Gulf Beach Highway. There is an accident that has backed up traffic quite a bit. Blue Angel Parkway, however, has cleared up significantly. So if you want to take an alternate route, I recommend doing that. On I-10 heading eastbound, an accident right before the I-110 turnoff has traffic backed up for about 4 miles. So expect some delays if you're heading eastbound on I-10. The accident that we mentioned earlier on Avalon heading southbound, right before the I-10 intersection, that has cleared up significantly. Still backed up for about a half mile, I am told, but at least it's not a mile and a half from the I-10 intersection there. And coming in from Gulf Breeze and Navarro, you can expect to see some scattered slowdowns, we'll call them, right before the Avalon Boulevard intersection, and again right before the Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve, but clear into Pensacola over the 3 Mile Bridge. Also seeing a lot of traffic on coming into Navarre on 399 in Pensacola Beach. I don't usually see that, but we are seeing a lot of slowdowns heading westbound into Pensacola Beach. If you see anything else, please text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
We are going to be seeing a nice partly sunny sky day today, high near 86 degrees. Small chance of rain in the afternoon, rain chance increasing overnight tonight. Temperatures tonight dropping near 71 degrees, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. A few storms could be strong with our main concern being gusty winds. As you go into Friday, 60% chance of showers and thunderstorms through the morning hours. We will be watching for that chance of some stronger storms. They will move out by the afternoon, high near 82. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. Appreciate that update. Right now we have 80 in Pensacola, 78 in Gulf Breeze, and 80 in Milton. And your money now. The market's mixed this morning. The Dow is down 1766 at 39.3840. The S&P up just over 1 point at 51.8873. NASDAQ up 4 points at 16.3069. Pfizer has reportedly agreed to settle over 10,000 Zantac lawsuits. Bloomberg reported yesterday that Pfizer is settling multiple lawsuits over a cancer risk connected to the drug. The FDA pulled Zantac off the shelves in 2020. Warner Brothers Discovery apparently looking to make some job cuts. According to Bloomberg, Warner Brothers Discovery considering cutting its budgets on streaming by hundreds of millions of dollars. The company does own a number of media properties, including CNN, Max, and also TNT and TBS networks. Steven Mnuchin says he's still interested in buying TikTok. The former Treasury Secretary under Donald Trump told Bloomberg that he's spoken to several tech companies about how they could rebuild the app. President Biden recently signed a law requiring the Chinese company ByteDance to sell TikTok or have the app banned in the U.S. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne for News Radio Pensacola.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Your road to adventure starts with the 2024 Subaru Outback and the 2024 Subaru Forester. Both come standard with symmetrical all-wheel drive for confidence along the way. The Subaru Outback, according to Kelley Blue Book, is one of the best family cars of 2023. And according to Auto Trader and my good friend Max here, the Subaru Forester is one of the 2023 best cars for dog lovers. For information on all the awards and accolades from Kelley Blue Book and Auto Trader on the Subaru brand, the Subaru Outback, and the Subaru Forester, visit KellyBlueBookKBB.com and AutoTrader.com. Whether you're a Forester family or an Outback family, your road to adventure starts in a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Go where love takes you. Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Kelley Blue Book is a registered trademark of Kelley Blue Book Company, Incorporated. Auto Trader is a registered trademark and used with permission.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
Claire Stewart with the University of West Florida.
On April 11th, UWF launched the public phase of the Here for Good Capital campaign. Join us on May 9th on the Pensacola Expert Panel to learn more about the university's most ambitious campaign to date and what it means for the future of our community. That's today on the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3.
There are over 15,445 radio stations in America. But out of all those stations, a panel of judges representing the broadcast industry, community service organizations, and public relations firms chose the top 10, including News Radio Pensacola, to receive the 2024 National Association of Broadcasters Crystal Award for exceptional year-round community service. Thanks to you, our listeners. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
So today's question is brought to you by... I'm curious, okay? I'll just put it that way. I'm curious. And the question is, when you go into a hotel room, what's your protocol? What's your, like, stuff you do in the hotel room? And I don't mean, you know, well, I unpack my suitcase. No, okay, I'm just, everybody's got different things that I think concern them about hotel rooms. And I'm trying to remember, I think we had a conversation about this and, you know, it was sort of one of those, well, obviously you check under the bed to make sure that nobody's in there trying to attack you. You know, I'm like, is that what you do when you go to a hotel? So, okay, 437-1620. What are your things you do when you first check into and go into your hotel room? 437-1620. Think of this as your opportunity to share or suggest or instruct or admit, depending on admit. What things you answer. Jimmy?
Don't admit to anything incriminating.
Jimmy, you have a key item or two when you go into the hotel room?
I have three jobs and do not take off work to travel. So
I
you're
see.
Asking the wrong
So you're
guy.
Avoiding the question.
Yes, I am avoiding the question. I mean, I'll chime in, but yeah, I don't make, you know how hard it is to take off work from all three jobs? I mean, it's pretty much impossible.
I can imagine.
Yeah.
I can imagine.
You know.
It's difficult.
I mean,
yeah.
You know, working weekends.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough. So 437-1620. Wow, we're already getting texts in about this. This is funny. Somebody says, number one, check for bed bugs. Oh, ooh, ah. But yet I understand, because that's not something you want to discover later.
It's not.
That's not something you want to figure out later.
I'm waiting for the black light text.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, oh yeah. No. I mean, some things is better not to know, don't you think? I mean, some things. One thing. So our thing is, I don't remember how we read it or saw it or something, that hotels never wash the comforter.
Interesting.
You know, or don't. And that may be false. I mean, I don't want to slander hotels, but maybe that, you know, they wash the sheets, but the comforter is kind of perpetually exists.
Mm-hmm.
And so my wife is like, well, there will never be a comforter on our bed. So comforter goes off the bed immediately. That's the one thing that she always does. 437-1620. What do you do when you go into the hotel room for the very first time? What are your key things that you do? Somebody here says, I find the TV remote.
There you
and
go.
Let me imagine, perhaps you clean it.
Mm.
Let's describe that as high touch moment, let's say. That's a lot of stuff.
I don't know. I mean, you know, they're not like steam cleaning the carpets and washing the curtains and anything.
I
mean,
so you don't really, you know, whatever.
Yeah,
there's stuff all over. The world is full of dirty things.
Yeah, that's the risk you take when you enter a hotel.
Somebody says, let's see, I pulled the sheets back and I checked for hair. Ooh. Y'all nasty, though, but I understand. Check the sheets and bedding for the eggs or the bed bugs. Man, first thing I do is turn down the AC in the room. I understand that, although a lot of times they have it kind of blaring anyway to begin with.
Yep.
My wife, the first thing is to throw back the sheets and look and make sure that they're clean. Somebody here says, I don't care. I just fall on the bed. I'm tired when I get to the hotel room. I understand that. Again, another check for the bed bugs. Check for cameras. You know, people type cameras.
Cameras.
I figure not to be, you know, if this is all that interesting to you, go on in. You know, I'm flattered. Yeah. Girl's got to take the attention where she can. Of course, that's me talking as a guy, not, you know. You know. Oh, you want a better angle? Anyway. It's probably not the approach that everybody takes, but whatever. Somebody says, I always take my own blanket. So first of all, I put a blanket down so they'll lay on it, and then my blanket to cover up with. I understand, but also, I don't know. You know, the sheets you sleep in at home are used after you bought them too, you know, and I'm not sure that you're the cleanest person anyway, but okay. Jimmy, so the question today is, what's your going to the hotel protocol? What are the things you do? Like, do you check the safe to make sure that it works, if there is one? You know, do you do that first? Do you check the locks on the doors to make sure that they work? Which is a good thing to know not at midnight when you come back to your room to go to sleep. Jimmy, you got traffic on the fives.
Good news if you are coming in from Perdido. The Gulf Beach Highway accident has been cleared, and the Blue Angel Parkway has cleared up significantly. Bad news if you're traveling on I-10, if you're going eastbound
on
I-10.
Every day.
This one's particularly bad. If you're traveling eastbound on I-10, a vehicle crash has backed up traffic right before the I-110 turnoff for about 4 miles. So expect delays if you are coming into Pensacola from eastbound. And maybe just get off on the Pine Forest Road exit and do an alternate route. And if you are in Milton and Pace coming into Pensacola, you are clear all the way over Escambia Bay Bridge and Davis clearing up significantly this morning as well. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Getting a bunch of texts in here on the question of when you go to a hotel room for the first, like you just go into the hotel room, you know, you've unlocked the door and you're in. Now what? I'll tell you one of the things that we don't typically, unless we're like on the cruise you do, because we were there for a long time, but we don't typically like unpack our bags. You just kind of get in and out with the stuff you need for that day or the next change or whatever. It's just so inconvenient. And then you got to deal with all the issues of, you know, was the dresser clean and all that kind of stuff. But we just typically don't really do it that way. Somebody here says, my wife field strips the bed to make sure it's clean, then wipes down the entire room with bleach wipes. We change rooms probably 40% of the time. That's a lot. I would call that a high threshold for satisfaction.
And what's the, is the next room better? Or do you just say, I don't want to ask twice, so this one will have to do.
If you're going to send one meal back, you might as well send them all back till they get it right, I guess. Check the mirrors, which is checking for like two-way mirrors and stuff, I guess, or checking for cameras behind the mirrors.
Don't
you watch TikTok? There's all these things on TikTok. I don't really have TikTok, but I've seen all these. This is how you find out that they're spying on you. And again...
I don't know. That sounds very paranoid to me.
I simply say I agree. But then there's the cases where it turns out, right? You know, where we didn't know at the Airbnb. Disinfect the big touch points and then check the bedding. Somebody says take off the comforter first. Yes, absolutely agree with your wife. My wife. Check to make sure there's enough toilet paper. Oh, good one, sir. That's, you know, because you don't want to run out.
That is a good one.
Somebody here says, if you're a germaphobe, stay home. Don't go to hotels.
So true.
Somebody says, organize where all of my snacks will go. Okay. Somebody says, first they do a smell test in the room. If it smells then bad, then I'll go back downstairs and get another one. I was in Knoxville 2 weeks ago. My room smelled like Fritos. Is that a selling point or a disadvantage? But I wiped on everything. I bring wipes with me, the doorknob, the switch, and the remote, and take the comforter off the bed and throw it against the wall. So I was right. The comforter is really, a lot of people are anti-comforter. A can of Lysol travels with me. Spray the remote, faucet, light switches, etc. The vent. Oh, yeah. Vents are never clean.
Are we including Airbnbs in this, or is it hotels?
I asked hotels, but I figured that people who do this in hotels probably do same for Airbnbs.
Airbnbs are different, though. That is, I mean...
Personal touch, kind of cleanliness,
well,
usually.
Yeah, but also higher risk of... actually getting, you know,
something bad happening.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
you know.
I can see that. Ice bag over the TV remote. Yeah, and plasticate it so that you don't have to actually touch it. I was looking online to see what people say, and you know, check for noise, check that the phone works, use the safe, make sure you have your stuff. I don't know. I was just kind of curious what people would say. I'm not surprised at many of these answers. They're kind of the ones that I would think of, but you know. So many people don't trust that they're... By the way, the bed bugs thing is like... We have a... I don't know how to describe this exactly. My view is that there might be... And even if there are, you might not notice. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like this is going to just be an infestation. And so our thing is, like, whenever we get home from taking a trip or we've been in a hotel, we usually just don't bring the clothes inside right away. We just kind of leave them out in the garage for a couple of days to sit and die, you know, because that's what will happen. So I don't know if that's the right answer, but that's, you know, my wife, that's how she wants to do it, so that's how we do it. So that's our answer on the back end, not so much on the front end. 850 on News Radio Pensacola. What a delightful topic.
Great topic.
There are a lot of topics that revolve around germophobia and or not. I'm Andrew McKay.
Uh-oh!
You've just discovered you have...
rats! Ew! What do I do? How do you get rid of them? I haven't a clue.
To get rid of the rats is no problem at all. The solution's inside Davis Hardware and U-Haul.
Hi, how can we help you?
I have a rat problem.
Oh, rats.
Literally, what do I do?
Davis Hardware and U-Haul employees are real hardware people and know what happens when infestations get out of hand. They have the experience to help you get rid of your, uninvited guests.
Thank you.
Davis Hardware and U-Haul on L Street just off Fairfield in the center of Pensacola.
This is Tort Talk with personal injury lawyer Terrence A. Gross.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. In 1986, the Florida Bar limited personal injury contingency fees through trial to 40%. At that time, I thought that was too high. I've now practiced personal injury law in Northwest Florida for over 40 years, and I'm proud to say I've never charged a client 40%.
Tort Talk is brought to you by Terrence A. Gross. Call 434-3333 or check him out at grossandschuster.com.
Delicious seafood is what you'll find at Davis Catfish House. Davis Catfish serves only the best Mississippi catfish, fresh Gulf seafood, and delicious homemade sides. Weekday specials include two times Tuesday, six free shrimp added to the six-piece dinner. Wednesdays offer lunch basket specials. And everybody's favorite, Shrimp-tastic Thursday, $5 off all-you-can-eat shrimp. Serving fresh seafood daily, visit David's Catfish House on Dogwood Drive in Milton. See you at David's. Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. Join Bike Pensacola for their annual escorted slow ride through downtown Pensacola, Friday evening at 6. See Slow Ride Pensacola on Facebook for more information. Remember to help stamp out hunger this Saturday. Leave healthy, non-perishable food donations by your mailbox. The National Association of Letter Carriers help make this annual event the biggest single-day effort to help those in need of food. Find more events and submit yours at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not better. Stop eyeballing me, boy. You're not worthy enough to look your superiors in the eye. Use your peripheral vision. Understand?
You know, last year we were talking about, you know, trying to get a project underway and get it moving. And this year we're able to talk about a project being fully complete. The entire fiber broadband internet project is complete, and they have their redundancy built in now. So, you know, there were a few hiccups at the very beginning. You know, some of that was the decision to go ahead and light people as they're doing the project, rather than waiting until it's complete with all the redundancies and backups in place. But, you know, you want to begin serving people as soon as you can. So they wanted to go ahead and light them as soon as that was available. So that, you know, just lighting them as you go without the backups and the redundancy in place, you know, caused a little bit of hiccups at the beginning. But, you know, the service has been fantastic since.
Yeah, I was a critic of this plan. I still have questions about things like the funding and, you know, how much of it there was. But the plan to give fiber access to citizens in the north end of Escambia County, particularly phase one of the broadband expansion project. That's Stephen Barry talking about it, and that's good. I mean, that's good news. I'm sure the people in the North End extremely appreciative to have it. I had heard about some of those hiccups in the beginning, and that makes sense that if you're rolling out, you know, without redundancy and, you know, with brand new things, that there are going to be some hiccups along the way. But good news for Commissioner Barry and for his constituents that that's where we are now. Also, a former employee of ours and a still very good friend of mine got honored by the county commission, or at least by the administration.
We always have an Employee of the Month presentation. This month's Employee of the Month is Davis Wood. However, he's not with us tonight. He is emceeing the Autism Pensacola's annual gala just down the street at Sanders Community Center. So we'll recognize him at another meeting.
Yeah. I mean, I'll just tell you, Davis is a great employee. We hated to lose him. He was excellent as a PD and as my producer and his good friend. And, you know, he wins Employee of the Month while he's out serving the community by hosting, emceeing the Autism Pensacola Dinner, which was a great success. It was actually put on by your mom.
Yes, it was.
Yeah. So, very good event, and unfortunate that he wasn't able to be there, but they'll honor him at a different time. Andy Gibson, who is in the press shop at Escambia County, she also was honored as employee. The FRPA, Florida Public Relations, FPRA Association, they picked her as their communicator of the year. So she's great, by the way. I work with her all the time. So congratulations for that, Andy. Let's see. Jimmy's got traffic on the fives. Jimmy?
If you were heading eastbound on I-10, a couple of accidents have I-10 eastbound backed up right at the I-110 turnoff. So expect delays there. It's not as bad as it was, but it is still built up quite a bit, and especially I-10 eastbound at the Pine Forest exit as well. Otherwise, the crash that we mentioned earlier on Gulf Beach Highway has been cleared up, and Blue Angel Parkway has cleared up significantly. If you're coming in from Gulf Breeze or Navarre, you can expect to see some slowdowns right before Naval Live Oaks Nature Preserve and right after, but clearing up once you pass the high school getting onto the bridge. If you see anything else on the road, please call or text our traffic tip line, 437-1620. I'm Jimmy with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jimmy. Mark Hamill, Luke Skywalker, or the Joker, depending on your age. he does the voicing for the Joker in the cartoon series.
Oh, I see. Okay.
In the cartoon Batman. He was at the White House press conference the other day. And can I be the one to say it? It was weird.
Listen, I just wanted to say I was honored to be asked to come to the White House to meet the president.
What was at the reception? Was there a reception beforehand, sir?
The most legislatively successful president in my lifetime. And, you know, I don't have to go through the list, the bipartisan infrastructure law, the PACT Act, the CHIPS Act, all of that, inflation, 15 million jobs. Look, it's all good.
Is it all good? Also, why is Mark Hamill at the press conference? Did they, like, spin the wheel of Democrat celebrities to figure out who was supposed to come in and assist Corinne Jean-Pierre this day?
That is very odd.
Is this going to be an ongoing thing? Soon, foreign policy. But now, Beyonce. I mean, you know, like, what is... I don't understand what's happening.
I was really thrilled to meet the entire staff because, you know, it's not just one person. It's like a composite endeavor.
Did you know there's more than one person who works at the White House? Jimmy, did you know?
I had no
idea. It's like a whole, what's that word, when a bunch of people are working together and they're doing a thing and they're playing for the same side and they're scoring the points and they're wearing the uniforms. It's a composite endeavor?
Composite endeavor.
Oh, you mean a team? Oh, okay. Okay, all right, fair enough. All right, don't ask too many questions. I don't really understand. Somebody says it was May 4th was when it was there, so he was there for Star Wars Day. Okay, all right, so we're probably not going to get Beyonce unless we have, like, you know, Cowboy Music Day or something.
Says he also called him Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Oh, I heard that too. Yeah, I did hear that. Awesome. So I'm just more concerned about the speech pattern because it didn't seem to be quite as robust as I am familiar with from other endeavors that Mr. Hamill has engaged in. I'm a fan as an actor, but, you know, people, I don't know, actors want to be political, and I always think, well, that's not why we hired you in the first place. but that's maybe my own judgment. Nah, we don't have any questions for today. We'll see.
Listen
tomorrow.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.